OABCIG School Spotlight, joined by the Midland Elementary School Instrumental Music Instructor, Neil Anders. Good morning to you. And first, let's recap your district jazz and how they did at district competitions.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us, Ryan. I was really proud of the kids. This was February 18th, and I took my jazz band to Lamar's, and we placed second place, which is pretty great for the Northwest Iowa District, so I was really proud of them. And as you did mention, we do have Thursday, our Solo Ensemble Festival. It's quite a big, large festival this year. We have over 90 entries, which is awesome. Lots of kids doing solos. The kids will be receiving a schedule today with when they play. It should run from about 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And this is my favorite time of year because it's just amazing how much the kids improve. And I do have a couple students here that'll talk, introduce themselves, and kind of tell you a little about what we do.
All right. Be glad to hear from them. And so first up, who is this?
My name is Marshall Mogensen. I'm in seventh grade, and I play tenor saxophone.
Okay, so what is your performance with the saxophone going to consist of? Can you tell us a little bit more about your piece that you're going to be doing on Thursday?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be playing G by Corelli.
Okay.
And, yeah, for solo contest.
Okay.
And solo contest is really fun and challenging. It gives us an opportunity to perform by ourselves and learn a new piece.
How much time have you spent in preparing for this?
We spent a good number of weeks just working with our pianist, and yeah.
How long have you been playing the saxophone?
For about 2 years now.
And what got you started? Did a family member, mom or dad, do it before, or what got you interested?
No, it was kind of just like jazz, just the love of that and just the sound that it makes.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you, and we've got another student to hear from now. Good morning. Introduce yourself, if you would.
Yeah, of course. My name is Ruth Clark, and I'm in eighth grade. For my solo ensemble, I'll be playing Amethyst by Vandercook.
Okay, and what instrument do you play?
I play the euphonium.
Okay. How long have you been playing?
Oh, this will be my fourth year now.
Okay, and what got you interested?
It was the idea of band just really fun. It sounded really fun, and it's just amazing, like all the noises you can make and all the fun you can have doing.
Do you play any other instruments or involved in music otherwise?
Yeah, I go to voice and piano lessons weekly.
Excellent. Well, hard work pays off, and hopefully it goes well for you two students and everyone as part of a solo ensemble. Thanks a lot for giving us a few words, and I believe Mr. Anders is going to hop back on. So solo ensemble Thursday from 4 until about 7, you said, right?
That
is there at the school in Otebolt.
Yep, right here at the middle school in Otebolt. And then just to give you a rundown of what we have going on the rest of the month,
yep.
March is a pretty busy month for us. March 14th, we have our Las Vegas night. It's our fundraiser festival. It's kind of a carnival, lots of fun things for the kids to do. We encourage everyone to come out and support the band program here. Entertainment will start at 6 o'clock. And then later in the month, we have our Western Valley Conference Honor Band, and that's on the 18th. And we have 15 kids going to that, which is awesome. So, like I said, quite a busy month coming up, but we're excited and lots of stuff to do for the kids.
Very good. Well, all the best with everything down the line, and first and foremost with the solo ensemble on Thursday. Hope all goes well.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
And that is our OABCIG School Spotlight, brought to you by Johnson Propane on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.